Hey, I got a question for you. Are you gonna eat that Dig Fame? If you're not gonna eat that Dig Fame, may I have a bite? I was feeling a bit down yesterday about Twitter after remembering those days when Twitter was the next big dig.com-like traffic-generating left coast geek craze. If you were there, you would know it as the days when everybody who Kevin Rose of dig.com had worked so hard to encourage to get their moment of Dig fame had become Twitter stunned. It was back when anybody who had been kicked off Dig.com and professed that tweets were the next new digs and it was time to adapt to the new rules. What the heck is Dig? For my readers unfamiliar with Dig, I will explain it in simple terms. Dig.com is a massively important, no wait, monumental piece of internet marketing history. It's a largely bullshit-opotamus platform for zit-faced Star Wars fans to gain importance by stroking each other's ego. The primary demographic are 17-year-olds pretending to be 30 and 45-year-olds still wearing Scooby-Doo pajamas. Dig users can largely be summed up as semi-adult with $200 per hour talent getting paid $13 per hour to submit diggable stuff without looking like a business digger. They will carefully dig a squillion things per day while they sit there in their mother's basement, passing time until she kicks them out on the street to get a real job and stop playing on that damn computer. Typical dig users need jobs. A typical dig user would be more inclined to plagiarize somebody's good resume and hack their way into a real job, but there's a catch. They're hard-pressed to find time in between potentially popular photos of Lego sculptures and celebrity gossip to throw their dig authority upon and earn another 43 cents per click for that advertisement, which is cleverly placed between that badass Lego sculpture of the Empire State Building and Jennifer Aniston photoshopped making out with their buddy. When they have time to eat their bologna sandwich and chips, thanks, Mom. They sit there thinking, damn those Lego statues and funny photos of the dude crashing his skateboard. I could have been somebody. And damn you, Jennifer Aniston. The big point about Dig. So the point of this article was actually this. I wrote something yesterday to tease Twitter users. I titled it, How to Become Popular on Twitter Without Actually Being Useful. And it was pretty well received. Fame? No, not really, because I used to see many times as much attention to an article on Twitter, and any article on Twitter, in fact. Heck, I could tweet about blowing my nose and see 100 retweets back when Dig was supposedly dead. Damn it, those zit-faced kids went back to Dig, but I still found some people amused by my Twitter humor and snarky insight. What I've done here is to point out yet another typically popular thing to do. If you have something popular come out of your blog, it is often a good idea to follow it up with something of a similar nature that people can relate to. It really is an important practice because your audience will tell you what they want, and you should be willing to deliver it. I was going to blog about something totally different today. Blame the 40-something-year-old in the Scooby-Doo pajamas and those knucklehead Twitter people who surprised me with their signs of a heartbeat yesterday. By the way, I should add that those zit-faced fellas on Dig really don't have a sense of humor. They just act like it for 43 cents per click. Sorry. This is one blog post the Dig fellas probably won't like very much, but you're welcome to Facebook it. I hope you enjoyed the piece. Give me a comment at awebguy.com. I'll enjoy hearing from you, and certainly, feel free to ring me up anytime. 866-A-WEB-GUY. I'm always happy to hear from people. Have a great day.